Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha. I'd like to share with you a few thoughts on the Parsha. Let's start from the very beginning of the Parsha, the Nisayon of Lech Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram to travel to Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Canaan. The first Nisayon of the ten Nisayonis that Avram Avinu had was the Nisayon, not of Lech Lecha, but the prior Nisayon of Or Kasdim. Avraham Avinu was thrown into a fire in Or Kasdim because he refused to bow to Avodah Zarah, and that was really his very first Nisayon. However, as opposed to Lech Lecha Me'atzecha, the first Nisayon is not mentioned clearly in the Torah. The Torah doesn't say that this whole episode happened. And the question is, why? Why doesn't the Torah already tell us? It's telling us about the other Nisayonis. Why doesn't it say this particular Nisayon, the Nisayon of Or Kasdim? So that needs an explanation. Many ask it. I'd like to share with you an answer. Before I get to answering that, we also had at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha the death of Terach. Terach passes away at the end of the parasha. And matter of fact, the parasha ends with the words, Vayamas Terach Bechoron, with the death of Terach. Rashi tells us Terach really died much later. Really, he died, he lived 205 years, he lived later. However, the Torah doesn't want to make it sound like Avram left his elderly father and traveled to Eretz Canaan. So therefore, the Torah, Higdim HaKosim Yisasi Shel Terach, Shalei Adavim Mephorsim, people shouldn't say Avram left his old father. So here, the Ramban is Matmiya, many Mephorsim say that, what do you mean? What about the underlying question? How did Avram leave Terach? And there's an answer. So it's not necessary to fool us and tell us Vayamas Terach. The Torah is not in the habit of fooling us. So this Rashi needs an explanation as well. So two questions. Why is Or Kasdim hidden from us? And why is the death of Terach mentioned in a way that apparently misleads us? So I'd like to share with you a thought from the Or Gedaliahu on Parshas Lech Lecha. Before I do that, I want to tell you that in general it seems that the Or Gedaliahu has a shita, in at least a couple of places, that things that we find in the number 10, let's say 10 Makis, or 10 Nisyainis, correspond to the Asara Mamore Shabem Nivra Ha'ilam. The world was created with 10 utterances, 10 Diburim Kaviyachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we find things that are 10, for example, the Or Gedaliahu says that the 10 Makis were Keneged, they were opposite the 10 Mamorais in reverse order. And just like the 10 Asara Mamorais hid the presence of Hashem, the 10 Makais revealed the presence of Hashem. And therefore, he explains that the 10 are Keneged. The 10, how he goes through them, you have to wait and see till we get to the Makais. Returning to our parasha. The Or Gedaliahu says that the 10 Nisyonos of Avraham were Keneged Asara Mamorei Shebehem Nivra Ha'olam, meaning to say, Hashem created in Avraham, I shouldn't say created, Avraham created it. Avraham, through passing the Nisyonos, created a new Metzias, a new birth of an Avraham Avinu, which was, of course, the beginning of Klal Yisrael. The Or Gedaliahu says that when Avraham Avinu was thrown into Or Kasdim, it wasn't that he went into a fire and it didn't affect him and he walked out. No. Or Kasdim was a furnace. It was a kiln that created, that changed Avraham Avinu. It changed the old Avraham Avinu into the new Avraham Avinu. The Avraham Avinu who, through Mesiris Nefesh, changed himself. He really changed himself into a different person. The same thing, the 10 Makis and Mitzrayim, they changed Klal Yisrael. Why are they Keneged Asara Mamorais? It was a shinui, it changed. Klal Yisrael became a different nation, a newborn nation, by being able to go through the experience of Mitzrayim. So Rav Gedalia Yeshura says that that's why it says here in Perek Tezvav Pasuk Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem Asher Hetzisicha Mir Kasdim, I'm Hashem who took you out of Har Kasdim, which is the same language as Ani Hashem Asher Hetzisicha, Ani Hashem Alekecha Asher Hetzisicha Mi Eretz Mitzrayim, that we have the Anoichi, the first Anoichi, Hashem Alekecha Asher Hetzisicha Mi Eretz Mitzrayim. In both, it's a Bria Chadasha. It was a new creation. It was the first, so to speak, of the Asara Mamaris. It was a new creation, a Bria Chadasha. Now that we understand this, you say that it's a Bria Chadasha. So we understand that Avraham Avinu left Terach. In a sense, the old Avraham Avinu, who was the son of Terach, no longer existed. It was a new Avraham Avinu. It was a new beginning. And therefore, it's not Sheker. The Torah tells us Terach died and Avraham left. So the question was, the Torah is fooling us. Avraham really did leave his old father. The answer is no. When his father gave him up to be thrown into a furnace, the relationship between Terach and Avraham came to an end. Avraham came out of the furnace as a new Avraham Avinu, a new Bria. And therefore, when the Torah tells us things this way, it's telling us really the truth, that Avraham Avinu didn't leave his father. His father who had him thrown into a furnace was no longer had the taikif of daddy, a father, and the relationship was over. In the Asara Mamara Shab Nivra Ha'ilam, the Gemara says there are only 9 Vayayimers. It says Bereshis Nami Maimer. It only says Vayayimer 9 times. Bereshis, the very beginning, it doesn't say Vayayimer. Why? Because before there's a creation, it can't say Vayayimer. In other words, Bereshis, there was a beginning. The first step was the beginning. That it doesn't say. Zakhtar Gadal Yahu, the same thing with the Orchasm experience. The Orchasm experience is hidden. Just like the Torah doesn't say us what, tell us what was before Bereshis, what changed from before Bereshis to after Bereshis, the same thing. The Torah introduces us to the new Avraham Avinu. It doesn't talk about the old Avraham coming into the new Avraham Avinu. This Dargah Deyahu's Yisayid, I want to add, this comes back to an old Yisayid of ours, that Mesiras Nefesh is what creates Klal Yisrael, what creates Ruchnius. Avraham Avinu was Maisa Nefesh to be thrown into Rukazim, and he became a new Avraham Avinu, a new person. He became an Avinu, an Avraham Avinu. The same thing anytime a person is Maisa Nefesh. I mentioned in the past that Rav Schwab says that Mesiras Nefesh destroys Kleches HaTumah. When a person is Maisa Nefesh, he destroys the Kleches HaTumah around him. Doing things that are hard for you, doing things that are difficult for you, we're not ready to be thrown into or kazdim, but we're ready to be Maisa Nefesh, to like it says in the Gemara, Tamid Chachamim Minadid in Sheina Me'ainayim, when we're exhausted and we push ourselves to learn, that's also Mesiras Nefesh. When we push ourselves to get out of bed to get into Shachris on time, that's also Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh creates a Klal Yisrael, and that's what happened in or kazdim. Let us move to another topic. Avraham Avinu comes to Mitzrayim with his wife. He says, "Imri na achosi, atzei, you're my daughter." L'man yitav ibavurech. And guess what happens? He says, "I'm sorry, I said daughter. I meant sister." He said, "Don't say you're my wife. Say you're my sister." So what does Paray do? He wants to marry this Sarah. So Avraham hated bavura. So he sends gifts to Avraham, all kinds of wonderful gifts. And later the truth comes out. I don't understand. How could Avraham Avinu keep these gifts? Isn't it a mekach tos? It was sent under false pretenses. Avraham Avinu pretends he is Sarah's brother. So now you can influence the shidduch. So imagine you have somebody, you want a shidduch, so you send the person money. You say, "Help me with this shidduch." You tell the person, "Help me, here's Mike, help me with this shidduch." And then you find out, shidduch, this person is an Eishes Ish, no shidduch for this woman. So you want your money back. So it's a very shvera thing how Avraham Avinu is allowed to keep this money. It needs a biur. Perhaps, the Ketzai says in Simen Chaf Hei, Sivkat Na'alev, the Ketzai Sachayshin says the rule of Adam Mu'ud La'ilam is a Gezeres HaKosev. Adam Mu'ud La'ilam is a person who's responsible for any damage he does. Even if he does it, and it's not his fault, he's still responsible. Adam Mu'ud La'ilam. Gemara learns that out of Petzah Tachas Potzah, learns that out of a Pasuk, says the Ketzai. Adamod Leivam is not a svara, it's a xeris hakasav. And it says in the parsha of Mazik, it says in the topic of people who damage other people's property. By geneva, when it comes to stealing, if someone steals ba'ineis or b'shoigeg, someone steals in a way in which he's guiltless, he didn't do anything wrong. In such a case, there's no din of adamod leivam. There's no din that you have to pay back. Now, certainly, if you have an object that belongs to another yid, yeah, it's no worse than hashavas aveda. You have to give it back. But there's no din ganiv. There's no responsibility for ganiv. Perhaps Avraham Avinu was an einis. Hey, he's afraid for his life, pretending that he's Sarah's brother. And they're sending him money. And they're sending him tzayin and shvachis. They're sending him all kinds of goodies. What's he going to say? He's going to say, no, I don't want it. Who believes him? He doesn't want it. What's he going to say? Pirates didn't understand they're human beings that don't want free money. And what's he going to say? Well, you know, she's nation's ish. No, you can't do that either. It would be dangerous for him to try that. Mimela, according to that, it's very understandable that Avram was able to keep it. He took it by this, and Mimela is allowed to keep it. A possible technical teretz. And so, a longer vart from Dargad Yo, a possible teretz from the Ktsais. And let me leave you with a kasha. In this week's parsha, we have the Mila of Avraham Avinu and Yishmael. Incredible. A 13-year-old boy, a 99-year-old man, that do the Ratzon Hashem, they do a bris Mila. In next week's parsha, we have the Mila of Yitzchak, an 8-day-old baby. So the pasuk tells us, V'yas Avraham Mishta, Gadol, B'yem Yigamel es Yitzchak. That Avraham made a big party behind him. He gomel es Yitzchak. Now Rashi says he gomel means when Yitzchak was 2 years old, he's weaned off nursing. However, Tosfos says there was a sudas prismila. Behind he gomel, hey gimel is 8 days. Behind 8 mol, the 8th day when he did prismila. This is what Tosfos says, both Tosfos and Das Ken Bali Tosfos, next week's parasha. And Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed, the Perek of Rabbi Elazar the Mila. So they say that that's the first ever Sudas HaBris by Yitzchak Avinu. I don't understand. When an 8-day-old baby has a bris, they make a Sudas Mitzvah. Of course you do a Sudas Mitzvah. And when a 99-year-old man and a 13-year-old boy do, you don't make a Sudas Mitzvah. Why is the first Sudas Mitzvah only later by Yitzchak and not here by Avraham and Yishmael? Definitely needs a beer. Tzarech Ian Godel. Agad, I want to mention. A Sudas Brismila is a Dover Kadosh. It's a holy Suda. It's an incredible thing that Klal Yisrael takes their 18-year-old babies, their 8-day-old babies, and give them up to a bris milah. It's really an incredible thing. Incredible thing. It's time of Kedusha, Eliyahu Navi comes. The Sudas HaBris should be B'Kedusha. It should be B'Kedusha. It's enjoyable. It's fun. It's proper. It should be a Suda that spiegels, that mirrors the Kedusha of the moment. And it should be appropriate. It should be a Suda which has a certain solemn air to it, a happy solemn air to it. When people put balloons at a chasana. And when the bris becomes an issue of toys and balloons, I don't mean dafka to balloons, but I mean the whole attitude of balloons at a bris. It's a circus item. What's it doing at a bris? Bris Mila. Bris Mila is a time of Kedusha. It should be treated as such. Anyway, that's just my feeling, but the kasha is a kasha. And so, I'm just reminded, in 1991, when Iraq was at war, there was a Russian Yid, a Tyre Russian Yid, not a Talmud Chacham, but he worked at one of the yeshivas. So by the Iraqi war, he says, oh, you have such headaches from Bnei Yishmael. I don't understand this, Avraham Avinu. Hashem says, kach es bincha, take your son, and bring him up as an akeda and kill him. So Avraham says, kach es bincha, which bincha? Es yichidcha, which yichidcha? Ashafta, which ashafta? Es yitzchak. So he said in Yiddish, nothing of places are good, Russian Yiddish, he says, yich vashteinish, Davish the Zarp, Nemdi Yishmal, hack him up the cup, and mispata for them. So Rami, you should have ran, as the Rizal Hashem said, and knocked over Yishmal. That's what he said, I guess, in a joking way. I'm thinking now that maybe Avraham Avinu said, Asudas Brismila is a Dava Kaddish. The first Suda shouldn't be the Suda of the Bris of Yishmael. It should be the Suda of the Bris of Avraham, of Yitzchak. Even though it was Avraham and Yishmael, but still, it's Yishmael Suda of Bris too. Better, it should be a Yitzchak Avinu. Sudas Bris. Maybe that's why he waited. Sudas Bris, the Davish of Ketusha. It should be done for Yitzchak Avinu. Ulai Kahu, one way or the other, I wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, delightful Shabbos, a meaningful Shabbos, a Shabbos of Aliyah.